Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Full practice, participation, information,
okay.
Sensation.
Wow, it's $2.
Cha-ching!
Just so everybody kind of has a lay of the land. And, you know, we've been talking about Kendricks and Wallow so much, we're leaving D. Winters out of the conversation, and we shouldn't. He has practiced in a limited fashion both days this week, so he very well could be back in there. Fred Warner, back-to-back limited participations, so they are not ruling that out. Ricky Pearsall, limited yesterday, limited today, but said today he expects to play. Trent Williams upgraded from limited to full, and those on the scene said that he looked much more active than he did leading into last week's game. So there's all of that. Dominic Pooney was limited both days. Gross Matos limited both days. Your did not participate guys who I think right now are trending on definitely not playing are Jair Brown and Luke Gifford.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But outside of that, I mean, you know, obviously George Kittle's not playing in this game, but I don't know, man. This is turned into, if Fred Warner and D. Winters walk out there when the defense hits the field on Saturday night, this is a freaking Disney movie.
But D. Winters, I would expect to play,
okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's not really about D, but you get what
right.
I'm saying.
If Fred comes out there, then, yeah, we're starting to talk about something really dramatic and special. If he was able to do what he does so well, which is punch one out or, you know, find his way to get a pick and, you know, maybe seal a game with big-time play, it can happen.
Just be the best linebacker in the sport.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, he is.
He's allowed to, right?
He is. I mean, I don't know if he would be right now. This is insanity. His foot would go in the other way.
It's pretty bad, yeah. Pretty bad, but, you know.
Today he's just running around in Santa Clara.
Modern medicine, and these guys do get the ultimate in surgery and treatment. And
totally.
If you think about it, like, it's literally their job to get better. And Fred Warner attacked his rehab with ferocity, you know that. So you get hurt, you're bummed, you post on Instagram, then you put ice on it, you get surgery, and you start rehab immediately, and your whole life is your lovely family and rehab. Rehab and your lovely family. It's not like you and I, where you've got three kids, five if you count the stepkids.
Yeah, yeah.
You got four jobs, you got to deal with me, Grandy, and Lucas. You got to commute and this and that. And yeah, I got to rehab this injury too. Fred gets to do 4 to 6 to 8 hours of rehab and treatment and stem and ice and heat and all the rest of it.
I got you.
I'm not saying it makes it easier when your foot is facing the wrong way, but you don't have to worry about, I got to get out to Emeryville for my hour appointment and, you know, the copay and all the rest of that nonsense.
Yeah, that's all true. So I don't want to delay this any further. Like what I said about the George Kittle, that was encouraging. And I said I did a deep dive, which is a total lie. I didn't do a deep dive. I just listened to our guy. That's it. I did do a dive on Doc Pandya information. And Doc Pandya said two things that I think are really encouraging. Achilles injuries today, the metrics are now at 9 to 12 months. So, sure, it could be 12 months, which would mean missing the whole season unless the Niners make the playoffs next year. But 9 months is not missing the season at all. 9 months gets you back about week five, week six, somewhere in there. Furthermore, he added that position by position, if you look at the results of an Achilles injury, because guys do different things. And so what are the metrics position by position in terms of return to play? And at the highest level, at the quickest level, position-wise, tight end. So put those two things together. I'm not now suddenly saying, sweet, we're good to go for the week five game.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But, like, you read those two things and you're like, well, I'm certainly not ruling George Kittle out for the entire year next year.
Of course not.
Which, when he left on the card, I was. I'm like, it's January. It's an Achilles. You've had your 30th birthday. You're not playing next year. That's what went through my head.
I don't think the Achilles cares how old you are, and it just comes down to how you go about repairing it. And I was actually talking to one of Doc Pandya's co-workers from when Pandya started, Jim Shively. So I'm texting Pandya. I'm like, I'm here with Shives. Just met the man, friend of my father-in-law's, whatever. And so we're talking about it. And I said to Jim, hey, how do you go about like repairing it? Because I know when you tear an ACL, you get either a piece of your hamstring or you get a cadaver and then they stitch that baby in there. And he said, when you tear your Achilles, you rupture it. They just stitch that baby back together. That's why it takes so long for it to completely heal. And then you rehab it before you can go out there and test it again.
I'm sorry for chuckling in that. I love what we do for a living. He's listening. And so
of course he is.
Of course. So it's almost, you know what the next question is the next time Doc comes on? Are you actually a doctor and do you do? Well, because you're just listening to 95.7 The Game the entire day.
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Having had multiple surgeries, I do know that surgery usually happens early in the day.
That's fair, but I'm also like, dude, are you doing AirPods when you're in the operating room listening to Shasky be like, Jenny! Like,
totally.
Is that what you do? Anyway.
You bastard!
Scalpel. Butcher boy. Spadoni. Wait, what was that, Doc?
Oh, I love you.
Sponge. Scalpel. Text line. Doc, are you okay?
Can you imagine? All right. Anyway, Doc, thank you for listening. Thank you for all you do. And I loved everything that you put out there about the Kittle injury. And here's what he just wrote to us just now and listening to us talk. I think there is a very high likelihood that Kittle could be back late September, early October, particularly with some of the new surgical techniques. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was like, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Right.
And he's a crazy person, but whatever. So there it is. Doc Pandya says, high likelihood, late September, early October. That's a few games.
Yeah, I mean, a month, essentially. Four or five games, if that's the way it goes.
You don't start until like a week and a half into September.
Labor Day-ish, and you talked about it before about put him on the pup 4 weeks, and then, all right, George, here we go.
Maybe.
You never know, and I'm not going to compare the people and the characters when I say Ayuk and Kittle, because Ayuk, his rehab, it seemed like, and I was going through the return-to-play protocols on the average for the ACL and the MCL, like what it normally is, and it fell within a certain range. And even when we got in the middle of that range, it's like, okay, Ayuk should be getting ready to roll here because, you know, the medical history says that 300 days is about what it should be. And he obviously never came back for other reasons. But you do feel enthused by the fact that George Kittle, much like Fred Warner, will attack this thing.
Oh,
and I do believe
it's George.
He's
exactly.
having surgery either today or tomorrow.
I think you're right.
And then, you know, from there, you start to, I'm sure it's like 3 months of you do nothing and then you start to work through it.
I'm not ruling him out of the Super Bowl. That's George.
Next year.
That's
next year's Super Bowl.
No. I mean, it's George Kittle we're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Ayahuasca.
Thank you. Ayahuasca.
So anyway, that I found that to be both interesting, encouraging, and fun. And then, you know, the other side of it about what Grandy was talking about, I get it. Fred and George are these are different animals, man. They are very, very special to 49er fans. And if they do become among the Patrick Willises and Frank Gores, it's going to be a bummer. But at the same time, I'm like, tap the brakes a little bit on the this is their last chance. And quite frankly, we don't even know if either of them are going to participate this year. We know one of them won't for sure. But like, I think these guys have a decent amount of tread on the tires. And sitting where the 49ers are, like, I kind of dig that. You remember now, this was supposed to be a retool year. This is supposed to be like a rework the defense and send it on a track that sets the 49ers up to really go after it a year or two from now. And then things unfolded the way they did, but the way everybody's finally feeling about Kyle Shanahan, welcome to the party, by the way, and the way people are now feeling about Brock Purdy, who's about to start his contract, like, the Niners are, they're in position to compete every year right now for a handful of years. I don't know what's going to happen, major injuries, blah, 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 all that, but, like, this is not some sort of, like, put it this way, this is not the Golden State Warriors.
Well, the end is much nearer for the Warriors, just based on age. Well,
a lot of people think the end is already happened.
That's fine. I mean, yeah. They're on pace to win, 44 games this year, and they'll be a play-in team, and, you know, all they want is a shot in April, so they're on pace to be that, which means, you know, like last year, they had a chance if Steph didn't get hurt. Everyone telling me that Minnesota was vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't know about OKC, but the point is, what Shanahan said in August was, you know, we just want to be in the tournament and stuff, and we just want to have a chance at it. And here you are. You have a chance at it. And Kittle is signed through 2029, which means next year and then three more after that, even though you know how those contracts work. He probably won't play it all the way out. But next year will be his 33-year-old year. He's been mostly durable for the majority of his career. And if he comes back from this in October, he has a chance to have another really sturdy year.
It's interesting. Like I just looked up Zach Ertz, and the reason I did that is like, what is the norm for a tight end getting a little long in the tooth, but he can still certainly perform? How old do you think Zach Ertz is? Because Zach, by the way, I thought he's pretty good the last couple of years, but he's getting late in the career. He just tore his ACL, and when he left the field with I think 1 or 2 weeks left to go in the regular season, I'm like, oof. That's probably it.
He's got to be 34, 35,
he's
30, I would bet.
He's 35 years old. He just turned 35 in November.
And I remember doing his high school games on local TV. Yeah.
Jeez.
You want to talk about a power forward now.
Oh, dude.
He was a handful.
Yeah.
I did their game against De La Salle, and I think it was a 31-30 final up there in Monta Vista. And De La Salle had a 6'8 kid. And I think Mark Appel was playing in that game, the former number one overall draft pick pitcher, who never really materialized in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
But Zach Ertz was a handful on the court.
I bet. But that was what went through my head, and it looked like that might have been what was going through his head because he was very emotional when leaving the field, and I'm like, you're not emotional because you're missing the playoffs because you're on Washington and they suck. So, like, what's going through your mind? And I'm guessing. I don't know. But it felt like somebody who was thinking to himself, am I on a cart and am I leaving a football field for the last time?
Travis Kelce at 36, where he didn't get carted off. His quarterback did a few weeks earlier, and he's walking off and everyone's thinking, all right, that's it. You know, don't shake it off. You're going to go see Taylor shows now for the rest of your days.
And I know, like, George, dude, this is third injury this year. Like, he had, and one of them was kind of minor-ish and the other one was pretty major-ish. And what did he miss? 6 games?
With the hammy?
Yeah, the hamstring. They called it a full tear. Like, he missed a month and a half. So add all that together, and are we ever going to see George kind of perform the way he has in the past? I can't say that. Maybe not. But do I still think he's got productive years coming up? Absolutely. Now, that said, this is a very good tight end class this year. Is that something that the 49ers maybe would have been thinking about anyway? Because George is about to turn 33, and now he's turning 33 with an Achilles. And that was the reason I brought up the 30th birthday, by the way.
Right.
Tight ends can perform beyond 30. There is a thing in sports, and maybe Doc Pandya can weigh in on this too, but I remember this when Kobe did it against the Warriors. There was this, there's this thing. That injury after 30 usually means athlete is never the same again. Maybe that's different now, but 10, 15 years ago, that was always the thing. Like, that's the worst injury, and you really don't want it after age 30 because that's when you can return, but you're never really, you don't have the burst that you used to have.
And I think basketball, it's much more of a factor.
For sure.
Because you need that, you need the bounce, you need that lift, you need more that short area explosiveness. Now, George Kittle, he has that in many ways, but he could still be a good tight end and maybe not be as quick. Maybe it's not as much yak when he comes back from the Achilles, but yeah, I was thinking about Klay Thompson, too, when how old he was when he did his Achilles, and he was right about 30 because he was 28 in the finals when he did the ACL, missed that year and then got hurt again and then missed the next year as well. So,
and I'd like to ask the question, now that we've arrived where we are, did Klay Thompson ever look the same again?
He did in the short run.
I disagree.
Well, he averaged 20 and then 22.
He was good.
Well,
he was good.
If you want to look at just numbers and the fact that he was a part of a championship team that first year back, then 2 years after, he still looked very close to old Clay, and subsequently, no, he hasn't.
Yeah.
So,
but he was not the second best player on the championship team.
He was during the year, but not in the finals.
Yeah, Andrew
in the playoff
Wiggins
run.
Was. Andrew Wiggins.
Hi, this is Andrew Wiggins. Anyway.
Man, would have been good to get him to tell you that your picks stink. Although they didn't this week.
Maybe when they acquire Wiggins tomorrow, he'll get a chance to do that.
Oh my God.
I've been traded back to the Warriors. This is Andrew Wiggins.
He would hate that. I don't even know. Nobody knows what Andrew's ever thinking, but I feel like he would hate that.
I mean, you never know. Come play with Jimmy Butler. Yeah. I'm sure Jimmy wouldn't mind if he took a couple possessions off.
Hang on. we got more doc texts. Most of the data now suggests that you have a first season drop-off, and then the second season, it ends up being more normalized, but career length is shortened.
Oh, I'm on these.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I told you he was texting us.
I know,
not just texting me.
You know.
Doc is thoughtful like that. He knows, especially you. You get your feelings all hurt.
Well, I'm just doing a show here. I'm not all in my phone all the time.
Well, no. This is part of the show. The doc has always been part of our show.
The doc is in.
Yeah.
No doubt.
He's locked in.
He's yocked in.
Well, yeah. Look at him. He's just like firing script here on the fly.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, career shortened. And so, you know, can Kittle play until he's 36? Maybe. And what you said before, though, I think.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
As a part of the story, I was looking at Travis Kelce's career. He played in 15 or more games every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. Kittle has a couple of eights in there. He's got a 12. And so, not that he's been fragile. Somebody earlier on one of the platforms chimed in with that. That's totally unfair and wrong.
Completely.
But George has had a number of injuries.
Well, Travis is still waiting to block someone for the first time in his life.
Fine.
I mean, part of it.
He's also figuring out where to store his rings when he goes on tour with Taylor.
Not taking a shot, just telling you they play a different brand of football.
You took a shot.
They play a different brand of football. They do.
Well, just different schemes. So, yeah.
Yes. Well, and then one of them is not really asked to block that much. He's a receiver.
And the other one's not being asked to play all the time.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he's being asked to, but
he's not available.
Right. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a pretty good record through his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good record.
Pretty good. And when he's out there, he's phenomenal. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame eventually.
I don't like it when football. Like, even right now, can I share something with you that's starting to tick me off? And
save it for Friday.
No, because our brothers in the morning, I love you like brothers. I text with them all the time. But to take shots and yucking it up at Pearsall's expense this morning. In my opinion, they probably would say, no, we weren't. But, like, we're not there yet. I will acknowledge the frustration of Ricky Pearsall's lack of availability through his first 2 years of football. But I don't like it when we immediately jump, when someone has struggled with injury two seasons in a row, and he didn't even really struggle with injury during his rookie year. He got shot.
He struggled with injury before he got shot in
camp. Yes, for sure. Absolutely. Which, by the way, is far from reserved for Ricky. Like, I just think we do that. We jump really quickly on the football front, especially to this guy's brittle. Or this guy is, he made of glass or whatever. It's like, come on, man. This is football. It always makes me laugh. Actually, this text came from my buddies over the weekend. They're like, did Pearsall have an injury history when he was drafted? I don't know if there's ever been a football player that doesn't have an injury history when you draft them. Like, are some injuries bigger than others? Yes. There's no such thing as...
Some have more injuries than others? Yes.
Yes. But, like, is there an injury history? Yeah.
He's a football player.
Yeah, answer's yes.
He's played in 20 of the 35 available games in his two-year career.
How much of those, though, will fall under the gunshot wound? Because you can, in my mind, I remove those. That's not fair.
He didn't play the first six last year.
Okay.
Now, was that all gunshot-related, or was he also nursing another injury?
I think those were gunshot-related.
Okay.
I mean, so, the OTAs and the camp, and, like, it's a fair question. But don't start yucking it up and being like, he's a little wimpy boy. Like, that stuff is just, to me, if I were a football player and that was fans and media, like, no wonder there's a little bit of tension there. I'd want to punch somebody in the face if that's what they were saying about me.
If you wanted to do the yuck it up thing, you'd go to Jacob Cowing, for example, as a guy who can't get healthy and can't play.
Full participant today.
Okay, cool. You think he'll be up on game day?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, he won't.
Probably
be.
Not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's other players that they've had, and, you know, the Oregon running back who's been unable to ever play for this team.
Yeah.
The rookie.
He's been active the last couple weeks, Dibs.
Yeah, active.
What's he done?
No, well,
he's passed Garendo. Garendo's now the inactive running back.
There you go. Scoreboard, Dibs.
He's a backup. He has not cracked Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson, which is not really a slight, by the way. You have not cracked a Hall of Famer and another very accomplished NFL running
right.
back. Right. Okay.
Yeah, Dibs.
But he's just a backup.
In large part, his season has been beset by inability to actually be healthy enough to even threaten.
Well,
so,
but and this is 1 year of his life.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
he's a bust.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I mean,
not yet.
If you're afraid to call it as you see it, I'm not.
How come you won't do that with any of the Warriors? How come you wouldn't? Like, you still get uncomfortable when I call James Wiseman a bust.
Oh, his race is not yet run.
Oh,
we'll see where he lands, but it's not looking good.
He's been very run. Yes, it has.
Trey Lance, third team now.
Bust?
I'm afraid so.
Thank you.
Poor Justin Herbert's getting his spleen removed.
Good Lord.
You know, Harbaugh's like, should I go to? No. Get up, Justin. I'm going to need you to get up.
Dude, that was one of the, and I was, okay, I'm doing the show with an offensive lineman on Sunday. Part of it. But anyway, I've never heard him like this, because that game was on during the show, and he literally was, he didn't want to watch the game anymore. He was so uncomfortable watching that Charger offensive line. And it's not their, I don't want to say it's not their fault. It is their job. But like, they are second and third and fourth string offensive linemen. The Chargers have been so crushed by offensive line injury. But then again, there's also guys out there who are first stringers and they're not playing well. But he was uncomfortable watching that game as it was happening, because like, you're going to get Justin killed.
Literally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.